Today is Black Friday, which is the unofficial kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Most of us are going to overspend in the next 26 days. Here to help us off the ledge is certified financial planner and CEO of Fair Haven Wealth Management. It is Mark Horner. Please help us off the ledge today. How many people are going to overspend? Nine out of ten?
Well, unfortunately, the trend's up. So a couple of years ago, one out of four people borrowed money to buy Christmas or holiday gifts. And the recent data suggests that it's now one out of three.
So one in three Americans. I have the article in front of me. Yep. I was just going to ask you about that. So they're taking out a personal loan to buy a gift for someone.
Right.
Something's wrong there.
That's a whole nother level of overspending, which we got to get that pointed in a different direction.
How do we do that? Because I was online before the show. I'm getting these emails.
You are.
I got sucked into Cole Haan. I got Nordstrom Rack sending me 50% off.
You just viewed this. Are you sure you don't want a 10% off deal? Yeah, they're right. The businesses are really good and sophisticated about that. So I think it's one, being aware that they're not interested in you going into debt in order to buy gifts. So they're not your friend. They're trying to get you to buy gifts.
Right.
It's very powerful marketing. And then I think it's also good to remind people that it's okay to say no to your kids. They don't need to get everything on their list. And then there's some very creative ways to give gifts that maybe mean a little bit more and last a little bit more than that pair of Cole Haan shoes, with all due respect to the fine people at Cole Haan.
Right. It's interesting that you say that. It's okay to say no to your kids. Think about when you were a kid and you made out a list. Did you ever get anything off of it from your parents?
Well, some, but
I don't think I got anything.
I didn't bat 1,000.
Okay.
Right. So it's okay. It's okay to say no.
Can you have a talk with my wife after the show? Call up my wife, Sarah.
Let's go get some breakfast.
Sarah,
afterwards.
You don't need to buy everything for your son, Charlie. It's okay. Carm, you want to chime in here?
Absolutely. I get sucked into the Cole Haan 50%, 70%. This thing's going to go away. They are brilliant at it. But you stopped me in when we were talking off the air. Don't say that. But it was like, what I was going to ask you is, you can't put money in the market right now, can you? Every day it's a new record high. It can't keep going up, can it? That's what I want to know. Where do you put your money right now? You've got the stock market at an all-time high. People are worried about real estate.
Right.
Where, if you actually have extra money and you're not going to buy Cole Haan's, where are you going to put that dough?
So the short answer is absolutely you can put money to work in the investment markets, whether that's the stock markets, real estate, at different types of markets. The answer specifically, though, comes down to your time horizon. So for somebody that's going out shopping today, they shouldn't be investing on Monday with the money that they're going to need to use to pay that credit card bill in a month. But if you're talking about a goal that's 3, 5, or retirement, I think from the group here, our collective retirements are a few years off. Absolutely, you could be adding to your investment portfolio. So if you as the year is coming to a close, if you haven't fully funded a Roth IRA, which is a retirement vehicle,
sure,
you should absolutely be looking at doing that. If you've got a company retirement plan, your employer offers a profit sharing match, and you haven't contributed enough to get that match, you're leaving free money on the table. So you should absolutely be putting money to work in those scenarios.
Gotta do it, man.
Absolutely.
You know, you mentioned credit card debt. There's a lot of people listening that are carrying a lot of credit card debt right now. How do they chip away at that?
Yeah, so I'd love to have a quick fix that makes that go away in January. But I don't. It's going to have to be making two actions. One, don't keep digging the hole. So for the rest of the year, don't pile on to that credit card debt, and then getting into a plan to just systematically chip away at it, which is going to vary for everybody's individual budget. But thinking that I'll just deal with it tomorrow, that's not on the list of things to do. You got to put a plan into place to get it worked.
What if they're so overwhelmed? Because I've been there when I was single, where you're overwhelmed. It's like, what am I doing here? I got to chip away at this, and you just keep putting it off.
Yeah, so a common way new clients start conversations with us is to apologize for whatever's going on in their personal financial life. And we immediately say, there's no apologies here. We can fix this.
That's so funny.
It's a very common way.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry. I have 10 grand on my credit card.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So forget about the apologies.
Right.
We got to deal with the circumstances as they are. And again, I think I think just about any circumstance is overcomable if you're willing. Now, it might require making some cuts that aren't going to be, that aren't going to be fun. But coming back to the kids, that's a great, saying no to the kids is a great way to teach them lessons early that, you know what? I don't need the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Oh, I can live without it. Or maybe I can save some money to get it next year. Those are great early lessons to be teaching the kids to help them avoid this.
I love the Trading Places has just stood the test of time. The G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip is still going. Here we are, 2019, going into 2020. It's awesome.
Of course. Absolutely it is. I've been there with high credit card debt, and I paid it off the last few years.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're out of work, and you run up your credit card. So I got to zero last year, and I called up my bank, and I said, I don't want you to raise my limit over $1,000. Is that bad or good?
That's actually bad. From a credit perspective. So I've been there too. Had student loans, got those paid off. It's interesting the way that credit, your credit history works. One of the elements that go into the calculation of your credit score is your credit utilization. So if you have a low credit limit,
right, and actually, you're charging a few $100s, that it actually, looks like you're maxed out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you actually want a reasonably high limit.
But I don't trust myself.
Well, then that's a different story. So that one we might need to defer to another time.
So see a psychologist for that.
Right.
But you'd recommend, if you want to keep your credit card limit at 1,000, keep it at around 4 and only spend about $200-$300 at a time.
So sure. And I think those proportions would be that would hold true if you've got a $10,000 limit or a higher limit. You just don't want to keep ratcheting up the spending with the credit card limits. But
right.
Yeah, managing your credit score is sometimes counterintuitive. So for example, you don't want to pay off, we just helped our daughter buy her first car and getting a car loan. You don't want to pay off new debt when you're building credit before probably 3 years. You want to build a history of actually making payments.
Yeah. Right.
I learned that one with the credit with the car too. They're like, I'm like, I could pay this off. No, don't do that. It's not going to look good for you. Just continue to make the payments. I'm like, really? Why would I be giving this interest to them? Even though it was not a bunch of dough, but that's exactly what I was told.
Yeah, that's actually good advice from the car salesperson.
This holiday season, you're going to give us 5 steps to help us not overspend.
Right.
All right.
Here we go.
Number one.
All right. I'll start with the boring one. You got to set some kind of budget per person. And I know you're going to sleep right away, so let me give you an example of how you can in a fun way set a budget.
Okay.
Don't put premium vodka in your Bloody Mary at the next holiday outing.
Bad vodka.
That's a good way.
Bad vodka gives me a hangover. Come on.
That's great advice. Phenomenal advice. Nobody can tell the difference.
Nobody can tell the difference. I dispute that.
I can tell the difference.
At our breakfast after the show, I dispute that. So a budget per person.
Okay.
Plan your shopping list. So just like going to the grocery store, when you go there hungry, you end up buying stuff that you don't need. So whether it's online or you're going out to the malls, have a list.
How come people don't have a list? It seems, seriously, people just wander out. It's Black Friday, I got to go out and find some deals, and they just go, and they just spend.
Well, it's not fun putting the list together.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I don't know. You got to buy for certain people. I have a list in my phone. I have godchildren, my wife, my son. Yeah.
And it shouldn't take long to do, but don't go to the grocery store without a list. Don't go holiday shopping without a list.
Nobody lives like you live, Pete. Very few people. You're an elite 10%. Just prepared. You got a list. You're ready to go. You're a different cat that way. I think you need to own it.
Here's a perfect example. Costco. People go to Costco. They don't have a plan. You always have to have a plan and a list because you get sucked into everything. Oh my gosh, they have winter coats on sale for $99.99.
Exactly. And then you end up with a basement full of baked beans that'll last you for the next 40 years.
Have to have a list.
But that doesn't stop you from getting into the baked bean and the coat at the same time.
Right.
But maybe it does. I suppose maybe it does for you.
I don't know. You got to keep your blinders on, right?
You do. You do. So as a reminder, the marketers are not your friend. They're trying to get you to overspend. Which brings me to number three, which we've already covered. Just say no.
It's so hard to say.
It is. But so like any habit, the more you get into it, the easier it will get. So my wife and I, we've got 4 kids. We want to do everything for them, but you got to get in the habit of just saying no.
4 children.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's crazy.
I know. I don't want to get too personal, but it took us 3 years to have our first, and then somehow we just couldn't turn it off.
It's crazy.
Number four.
Yes.
Number four, get creative.
Okay.
Get creative with gift giving. So my sister and brother-in-law are both professional chefs. So one of the things that they give are compound butters. So I won't go into what recipes are.
Compound butters.
It's a great way to give a creative gift that you can make at home that is just adds a very delicious element to any meal.
Your brother is giving butter for Christmas as a gift?
Sister and brother-in-law.
Sister and brother-in-law.
I'm not done with the list on their gifts.
What I'm hearing here is you don't need to get the most fancy thing.
But do you want to get butter for Christmas?
It's not a great
gift. Yes, you do. Yeah, I'm telling you, you do. It pairs very well with the cheap vodka Bloody Mary.
I do not want butter, but go ahead. Okay, I know what you're saying. Get creative.
This one I think you might like.
Okay.
Creatively flavor-infused vodkas. So this one I can't give credit exactly to my sister, but a trusted friend prepares vodka that's infused with candy canes for the holidays.
So is he bringing over a vat of vodka and he's mixing it himself, or is he buying it already?
So I think she is is definitely buying in bulk both the vodka and the candy canes, which probably gets to maybe another issue we should talk about for another show, but the point is it's a creative way.
It's a great idea though. I like it
to give a gift that they couldn't get on Amazon or where in the mall somewhere. And so it's a way to personalize gifts, which bring far more meaning to any gift giving experience than does the latest iPhone. And I got an example actually from yesterday at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Of the impact of this. So we're sitting around watching football. My in-laws are a big football family, so they are manly men and enjoying the day. And an ad comes on where a granddaughter gives her grandfather a calendar that's got a picture of grandma who has passed away.
Right.
And it talks about, even though grandma's not with us, you know, that doesn't mean we're still not a family. And the room in the manly man football house yesterday went dead silent.
Aww.
on this commercial, because they were touched at the meaning of that personal gift. And
right.
I don't know what calendars cost, but I'm sure it's a lot less than some of these expensive winter coats that are out there.
We have, I have 11 brothers and sisters, so 12 kids, my mother, and we give her a calendar every single year, and each kid gets a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
She loves it. She looks forward to it every year because there's multiple pictures during each month, and she's like, oh my gosh, where's my calendar?
Exactly.
Oh, honey, I love this. It's so great.
Exactly.
That's how my mom talks, exactly like that.
I'd love to come over to the McMurray's and just see how it rolls one time.
I like that. So be creative with gifts. I thought you were going to say that your sister, who's a chef, would come over and cook for somebody.
That she does do, but now we're into a whole different price zone.
Yeah,
to have the professional chef come to the house.
Yes,
you're right. Right.
Yeah,
we want to go in the opposite direction.
Do you have any recommendations on cards? Because if you want to go get a nice card nowadays, papyrus is like $10 a card. The cheapest cards you can get is $4. How do you get it? How do you just? I just want to give you a card, and I don't want to spend $10.
Go to Home Goods or Marshalls. They're $2, $1.99.
So I don't have ideas on specific. So I will defer to Pete on that recommendation. What I do?
Am I suddenly the card guy?
You are the card expert.
Because my wife taught me Home Goods, Marshalls, TJ Maxx. You know, they're owned by the same company. Cards are $1.99. $1.99. There's not one card over $1.99.
It's way better. I feel better. Thank
because
you.
Cards are ridiculous.
Yeah, they are
$6, $7, $8.
Right, but
for a card that you're going to throw away.
Right, for 3 seconds. It's all what you write in there anyway.
Exactly. The handwritten note is the power of the card, not the $9 and the thing that flips out.
And give me number five. We got about a minute left.
Number five is just a reminder of the purpose of the season, and perhaps for all of us, the greatest gift that we can get is our time.
Right.
Is our time. And so whether that's for young families with little kids, I mean, I think you probably remember it, having a date night when you've got a new baby in the house is a huge gift. And so giving that gift as a babysitter, spending back to grandma and grandpa, just spending time with your, helping your kids spend time with their grandparents, that's a, just a fabulous gift. It doesn't need to be some $900 jacket.
You're the best. Thanks for coming in. What's your website? People can find you.
Fairhavenwealth.com. And we are, so our office is out in Wheaton, and we've got an office open house that all listeners are invited to on Tuesday, December 10th. We'd love to have people swing by and see the new office.
Love it. Thank you, Mark Horner.